Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I've been reading a book called Poppy's Dilemma for the past couple of weeks. It's a Australian romance novel by Carly Lane. It's set on a farm, and I know the Berry Library has a large selection of books that look just like this. Very popular as well.
It's its own genre, like Australian romance.
Set on a farm.
Farm,
particularly, yeah. Rurally set, which, you know, we live in the country, we live in the Riverlands. Surely this is just exactly going to reflect our own problems and our own lives.
Hashtag relatable.
The past time we've been talking about this, it's all been building up to a year five style book report. I haven't done one since, I reckon.
Mm.
I think we'll jump into it. I'll tell you what I thought.
School's in session.
The book I read was called Poppy's Dilemma. In the book, Poppy faces many different dilemmas. At the start of the story, she is a successful forensic accountant living in Sydney in her early 30s. She is mourning the death of her nan 6 months ago and recently had a regrettable fling with her boss, who is married.
Very year five appropriate.
In what is a recurring theme, Poppy decides to run from her problems and live on her nan's farm in the country. Other problems she faces are the Country Women's Association, having to cook a steak, falling for her neighbour Jim, getting stuck in a banana lounge and having to take Jim's daughter clothes shopping in a nearby town. Near the end of the book, Poppy's old boss arrives and she has a fight with Jim over it. There is also a historical element, as Poppy is reading an old diary she found about a young woman from 1918 who is in love with a soldier fighting in World War I. I was unsure as to why these passages were in the book, but eventually Poppy learns from the letters that true love is worth believing in and you must never give up on it. Maggie does not learn anything from Poppy because she was shot in the face by her shell-shocked boyfriend once he returns from the war.
Oh my goodness.
In the end, Poppy leaves town because she is afraid by how much she loves Jim, but a random man she meets offers her a job in the country and she decides to stay. The lesson I learned from Poppy's Dilemma is that most problems are of our own making and you can always fix them by following your heart. This is a good book that teaches you about navigating love, World War I, and life in the country, such as the Country Women's Association.
I've just got to... School's out, kids. I love that the CWA was its own issue.
Yeah.
You know, as a standalone.
She had to bake cakes and, you know, there's all the politics of the CWA ladies.
I've got one question for you.
Mm.
What was Poppy's Dilemma?
It's too many to name, I think.